Today is Thursday, the 19th of December, in the third week of Advent. Monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing the song of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when Zechariah was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink, Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people."
A long reading today, so I can apply my imagination to it by taking it one scene at a time. First, imagine Zechariah entering the sanctuary. Imagine the sounds and the smells, perhaps the smell of incense. What is he wearing? What color is his hair? What does the sanctuary look like? The angel appears, which frightens him, but the angel tells him not to be afraid. His wife Elizabeth will bear a son who is to be called John and who will be great in the sight of God. In your imagination, listen and hear all the wonderful things the angel says about John. Zechariah is reluctant to believe that such great news could be true. For a moment, imagine his feelings, not daring to believe the good news. Zechariah doubts the angel's words and is struck dumb, unable to speak. He emerges from the sanctuary, still unable to speak, and has to motion to the people. Imagine them speaking to him, them getting no reply, his gestures. Elizabeth conceives and says, "This is what the Lord has done for me, when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people." Can you see her face? Can you see the joy in her face and hear the joy in her voice as she says this? You could end by reflecting on yourself for a moment and speaking to God about how you have responded to this story, how you are part of this story of salvation.
O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.